Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Guys, would you take $1 million?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
would you?
I would gladly take $1 million.
Indeed. Correct. Would you take $1 million?
Question mark.
Well, that depends.
except it's just this look.
Would you take $1 million?
It makes you think there's a catch.
Welcome back to another episode of the Judgies.
God damn it, Josh.
What are the chances? Okay. Welcome back to another episode of the Judgies podcast, a podcast where we talk about Reddit stories and laugh at them. My name's Josh.
My name's Rick.
And my name's Christian.
And we are
the Judgies.
And we have a very special guest with us today. First time on the pod, friend of the pod, girlfriend of the Miad.
Boo.
You guys, not anymore. It's actually
Joshua found love.
Line, it's
Miad and the Pea Pod.
Back to friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. Ex-girlfriend of the Me Pod.
Aurora Castelli.
That's me. Good evening.
How you doing?
Fine.
We did it. This podcast has kind of been a chronicle of my dating exploits.
Just as looking nice. To search for love.
And you made it.
I'm 14 so episodes glad. Later, you're here.
I'm so glad to be here.
You conquered the gauntlet.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm sorry.
It's really crazy. Like, we started this podcast mostly to just find Josh a girlfriend and find a new a DM for our D&D campaign. And it's crazy how both of them just landed right in our laps.
Immediately. So this is the last episode of our podcast.
We've got everything we've ever wanted. It's all thanks to you guys.
Let's make the last one a good one. And I've got a little bit of a theme here. As we know, I've been frequenting the dating subreddits on Reddit. And I've got a little bit of a sort of like the ins and outs, or like the overview of what an entire relationship should look like. So we're going to start out with...
Should look like?
It will look like.
Okay.
Sorry, I misspoke. So we're going to start out with dating and how to date in 2020. And then hopefully how any relationship should end.
Murder. It ends. It either ends in you dying or you murdering them.
That's
right?
Really funny because I was also going to say death. So glad we're on the same page.
It's the only way it ends. So.
It's truly is death do us part.
I mean, when you...
Oh, wow.
When you
That's
start
marriage, baby.
When you
get them.
When you start dating someone, you're either with them until one of you dies or you break up. So, I mean,
yeah, that's the goal.
You are correct.
There it is, folks. That's it. That's
the
pod.
That's what I've learned about dating.
So,
How many of your girlfriends have died?
So the first story we'll get into tonight. I'm the one who's dead. Oops. I'm Edgelord now. I've never been alive. So first things first, Aurora, we met on a dating app.
That is correct.
Hinge. The yeah. app designed to be deleted.
Not an ad. Yes.
Wait, is that? Is
that's
that
their tagline. Yeah.
That's a pretty good. That's pretty.
Yeah, but good then it just opens up to people with quips of like, I still haven't deleted it. Shitty app. So, first post, r/dating advice. Is there any way to meet women besides online dating in 2020? As the title suggests, it seems like the only way to meet women who are interested in dating anymore is through Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, etc. Even pre-pandemic, I was always busy with work or going to the gym to better myself. It never felt like I was meeting women.
Do we really better ourselves at work, though? Just asking.
Gotta
for
get
a friend.
That guap.
Guap?
Yeah. Money, dinero, cold hard coin, cash,
oh, okay.
Money.
Cold hard corn.
Yes. Corn.
Paying with produce.
We live in Illinois. Our currency is corn. With
everybody
a backwards
knows that.
With a backwards K, of course. Of corns,
Jesus
sorry.
Fucking Christ.
Of corns. Boo.
That was gross, yeah.
Eventually, I met my last girlfriend on a dating app, but I feel like they are the last picks of women/men who
Ooh.
Are unable to find someone IRL, which seems like a red flag, myself included.
That's a hurt Turk right there.
We didn't last long either, as we weren't fully compatible, and now I'm hesitant to hop back on the swipe apps. It just seems so forced. Well, I'm not in a rush to get into a relationship at all. I'm nearly 24 and trying to look to the future.
I really need this. I'm not in any kind of rush, but my mom says if I don't find a girlfriend soon, she's going to kick me out.
Son, your biological cock is ticking.
Boo! Did you do that on purpose? I can't
I
tell
like
if you did it on purpose.
I feel like that was a Freudian slip, but I'm also kind of...
No, that was an intentional bad pun, as they all are.
No, I'm actually that funny, guys. Don't worry.
I have a steady job, money saved, am decently attractive / confident, and always had friends, but my social circle never... My social circle...
My social circuit.
My social circle never seemed like the right fit to meet women who I was interested in. My standards aren't that high either.
Doesn't sound like
You're
it.
Sure about
I'll
that?
I'll go out with like a 3... But they just won't talk to me.
That's how bad the people on dating apps are. Like, my standards aren't even high and they still aren't hot enough. It bothers me because I try to stay positive, but in reality, I'm sure I'll have to hop back on the dating apps in a few months. I live in a major U.S. city with single, attractive, and successful women all over the place, but never seem to have the right opportunity to meet them organically. There just seems to be a cycle of me being single and, quote, working on myself for months for no reason other than having to resort to online dating. Any advice?
Be better. This dude sucks.
I love how he's, like, using working on myself as, like, a negative as if he doesn't reach the end goal of being in a relationship. Like, you could just be better for yourself. Like. Oh, yeah. Now I have a better job, a 6-pack, and, like, a loving dog, but, like, I'm not getting any pussy.
This sucks, dude. This freaking sucks, all right? I go to the bars alone. I stand in the corner looking like a tough guy. And girls are creeped out by this? Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, I wore my leather jacket. Like, like, no one's fucking looking at me.
I love the first...
I'm staring at this girl. I'm staring at her. She won't even make eye contact with me.
I'm not even blinking. I'm just staring at her. And she's like, what are you looking at?
I've sent her 17 drinks, but she hasn't taken a sip from one of them.
Oh my fucking God, 17. I spent so much money on her already. She might as well be my girlfriend. I should just fucking pick her up and take her home, okay?
I think it's really funny on the first line he says, it seems the only way to meet women who are interested in dating anymore is using dating apps. It's like, yeah.
What?
That's
you want
the,
dates?
That's the point of dating apps,
motherfucker. On a dating app?
He also says he like only goes to work and goes to the gym.
Yeah,
maybe go
gotta,
somewhere else.
You gotta, yeah.
Get a personality, maybe?
Well, not even that. It's just go to places where people are looking to meet other people. No one wants to talk to anybody else at the gym. You're there for a reason. You're not there to get hit on. Especially as a woman. I can only imagine.
It would be
a terrible...
I just looked at his post history.
Ooh. It's me!
What did we get?
7 days before he posted that, girlfriend dumped me Sunday, paid off the rest of my student loans today. The last few days have been a whirlwind of emotions as I was suddenly dumped by my girlfriend in the middle of a global pandemic. Way to make it about yourself, asshole.
200,000 people have died.
But this dude's single now.
Yeah, he's like single.
After paying
single.
Off his student loan.
And he's mad that he couldn't find a new girlfriend in 7 days.
Wow.
After a bit of tossing and turning in bed to cope with the sadness. That's all it takes. Just toss and turn a few times. I went online at 3 a.m. and submitted a payment to pay off my final $2,000 in debt. I turned 24 in November and had a total of $22,000 in debt from my undergraduate university. Hopefully this post motivates you to keep chipping away at the mountain no matter what life throws at you. Onward and upward, my friends.
This dude Edit.
I paid off the loans, not my ex.
This dude has some scholarships, boy. $22,000 out of a university? Wild.
Oh my god.
Utterly wild.
Yeah, this dude took 7 days in the dating scenes and was like, my standards aren't even that high and I'm not getting fucking laid, bro.
Do you think his standards started high?
Hurts.
And then each day he didn't find one, they just lowered and lowered and lowered. Till he's on day 7, he's like, you know, I'll fuck a one now. Like
day 7.
And on the 7th day, God got off Hinge because he was pissed about it.
I'm looking for an Eve, and all I find is Adams, dude.
So what do you think? Do you think I was bottom-of-the-barrel reject on the dating app?
You don't have to answer it. It's okay.
I don't
we
think
already,
so.
We already
good,
know the answer.
Good. It was yes. You were wrong.
Okay,
you're 0 for 1.
Nice.
We helped him put together that dating profile. We know it was bottom-of-the-barrel.
Mm-hmm. Erica took two of the pictures that were on there.
I did. I'm actually precious. Very proud of
one
him.
One of them sitting in this exact seat.
Mm-hmm. Actually, is it the one where you're like smiling in front of this mic?
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I took
that
one.
That's the one that I showed my mom because I thought it was cute.
Thank you. I'm a great photographer. Like, I
wish.
Know.
I think I like this guy, but I think he makes a podcast and it's kind of gross.
I wish we didn't delete our apps because our conversation is deleted.
You.
So. I wish we could read it, because that'd be really funny.
I know that the first thing you commented on... Okay, so you have to write these stupid prompts or something, and one says, I want someone who... And then you have to answer the rest of that, and so my answer was, I want someone who can.
That's it. That's the post.
It's very open.
So right. You're the one with low standards.
I thought it was funny, actually. But I don't know.
I clearly did too, because yes. I responded to it.
You were like,
what about someone who can try?
And now here we are.
Now here I am trying.
Yeah, he's trying.
It's not working,
oh, he's
but
trying.
He's really trying. He's really giving it the old college try.
The old college try. I like that.
It's all that matters, really. It's that you're trying.
In college.
You're giving it your best.
So, I've never had to use Hinge, but what I do know about it is that they have, I'm not trying to show off or anything, but kind of in a long-term relationship, so, but yeah, Hinge, their YouTube ad is definitely supposed to be like 6 seconds long, but they only have a 5-second ad, so it literally cuts off at the last word, and all I can think is like, this company is making millions of dollars and they can't even fucking make an ad right. But I'm happy because it's literally the shortest possible ad you can have. And it's just, yeah, it's just one girl. It's just like, oh, what is this? It's a dating app called Hit. And then it like ends and it's like, this is amazing. How are they fucking up this bad?
Hit what? I need to know.
We really did. Like, we started dating while we were 15. But regardless, it was right before everybody started using dating apps. Like, all of our friends just got on dating apps, and then we started dating. So we don't know that life. We've never had to do that, and I'm very grateful for it.
Eric knows that life because she was looking for friends on it.
Yeah. Well, hurt. First of all, I feel like I should have known way ahead of time that there was a dating app for friends where, like, you could just find girls in your area that want to be friends with you and go shopping and do nails and, like, do whatever.
Hot single girls in your area that want to hang out.
Yeah. And not have sex.
Consensually. I mean, that's not the word I was looking for, but also consensually. platonically was the word I was looking for.
Platonic consent.
Same word.
Yeah. So I got that and I met a friend. And I'm excited about it.
Very good.
I've only been living back home for 3 years with no friends except for Josh. So
even that's kind of a stretch. It's one of those things where it's like friend because I have no one else. So it's
pretty much,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, fill the free time with something, and it's better.
Josh
than
won't go shopping with me. Josh won't get his nails done with me.
You've never asked me.
Nails done, Josh.
I would do those.
I was gonna say
you would not.
Aww. He definitely would.
I call you up one day. I say, Joshua, I need to get a mani pedi and then go to Target for no reason.
Uh-huh.
You coming with me? Just the two of us. Not
big,
Christian.
It's a big time.
Yeah, I would just need to know in advance.
Can I watch?
Yes.
Well, let me just say, this first guy. Look, we've all been there. We've all been on dating apps.
7 days.
Seven days a week.
We all
get in that rut where it feels like, you know, sometimes love ain't there to be found. But here's somebody who maybe isn't having that issue. Hello, fellow bros.
Getting too much pussy? How do I stop this?
Hello, fellow bros.
Hello, fellow bros, parentheses, and gals. Sometimes I reflect on myself and I ask, what is the real reason I can get so much love these days?
Are you fucking kidding?
Is it the face? The muscular body? Can only good-looking guys like me get love so easily? So I came to the belief that it's because of intelligence. You could
this
be the best.
And smart. This is fucked up, dude.
You could be the best looking, most jacked, richest, tallest guy, parentheses, person, out there.
Tallest.
Guy.
Yeah, guy.
Yet, if you don't know how to use it, you won't get anything. As fellow intellectuals imagine, how much potential you already have in getting love. Intellectuals are smart. I started getting love once I applied my intelligence in the area of love. So don't treat love so emotionally. Approach it with data analysis, economics, sales, finance, portfolio mindset.
Love very, is not an emotion. It's
the very laws of logic that create the physical world also apply to getting love. Using logic, you can make getting love a simple, effective process. So no more excuses. Let's all use our logical brains to get that love we want.
Just buy it.
Everybody knows that a Boolean logic problem will solve all your issues and will find you love. All right? Also, you just gotta crunch those numbers, read the analytics, and smash that fucking puss, dude. All right? It's just that easy.
Optimal sex. 30 thrusts. 30 exactly. 31, I don't think so.
If you throw it back at exactly 30 degrees, then I can put it inside your vagina at 45 degrees while at 62.5 degrees Fahrenheit.
62?
That's really cold.
Yeah, that's real cold.
Is he fucking a dead body?
My GPU needs to be at a lower temperature to make sure it does not overheat.
It's a great robot voice.
Also,
what
no
voice? This is how I found Aurora.
No smart person called himself an intellectual.
Intellectuals are smart. Intellectuals are adjective. Or intellectuals are synonym.
Yeah, intellectuals are very smart. All right, guys, but smart people aren't intellectuals. There's a difference.
Not all intellectuals are smart, but all smarts are intellectuals.
Yes.
All mm-hmm. smarts.
Yeah, it's like the square and the rectangle thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all rhomboids are squares, but not all squares are rectangles.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That was also true. What you said was true.
Yeah, according to Boolean logic, that is true.
Who's bouillon?
That's when you put
a chicken bouillon.
That's when you put
cubes?
It in the soup. Yeah,
the soup. Sure, yeah.
All bouillon cubes are cubes, but not all bouillon rectangle prisms are cubes.
You're a big old nerd, aren't you?
No.
Man, this dude fucks. That's awesome. Good
See
for him.
That, the first guy, after he works on himself for more than 7 days, he'll get to stage
He's
two.
Gonna be there.
Yeah. He'll get there.
I can't stop fucking. I think my penis is gonna fall off. If I literally put it into something one more time, it's gonna fall off. I've looked at the numbers.
The numbers.
Guess that means you're a girl now.
Yeah.
That's why. It's easy. That's also why I put in Gales in there. He's preparing.
So, what amount of pussy do you think he got from making that post? Do you think he got
so
more?
Much?
It had 2 likes and 1 share. So
wow, that's at least 3.
That's at least 3 pussies right there. That's what I'm saying.
0% chance that was.
That's threesome. That share turned it into a threesome.
And you, you can't say he's getting you can't say he isn't getting pussy. Like, if he didn't post that, like, statistically there is less pussy from not posting it than after posting it and getting more pussy. You know what I'm saying here?
Sure.
You can't get pussy if you don't post that, is what I'm saying.
Could get pussy?
Posty?
Posty? Post notes. Get those at the store.
Wait, do you think Posty read that?
Austin? Post Malone?
Yes.
Oh, post.
You were legit just talking about post-it notes?
Yeah. Easy to get those, though.
Much easier than Post Malone.
Get that right. You can get like 100 posties. Get the real one? Yeah, right.
I cannot find Josh this next post.
I'm freaking out, man.
Oh, here it is. Okay, so. And now. Once the man has gained confidence, he's figured out how to game the dating apps, you know, he's out there getting pussy whenever he wants, but now he wants to settle down in a relationship. Now we move on to the next stage of dating. And the post, this is an r/dating advice again. Look for people you want a healthy relationship with, not just a romantic partner.
I mean, yeah.
Is this dude a fucking simp?
I mean, to be fair, his username is What a G. So, like, this dude's a fucking G.
Yeah.
To be honest, I've never really had a relationship.
Wait, what?
I wouldn't call myself a fuckboy, but I'm kind of a hoe.
Well,
my biggest problem in dating is that I don't look for people I can truly bond with. The only things I look for in a girl is if they're cute and they won't piss me off.
Oh my God.
Don't do this.
Okay.
There is nothing real about this. No connection. Please, please, please don't do what I've been doing. A relationship is an awesome thing. I think, I don't know, bro, never been there. Get someone you're gonna share your feelings and hardships with. Not just someone of the opposite sex to hang out with. One of them is beautiful, and the other is something I've been doing, and it was a waste of my time. I'm about to go to college.
Ooh.
And this is something I want to change. I want to look for girls that I can actually connect with and not just waste each other's time. I hope you can all do the same. So go on out there and find somebody to love.
So this dude's like 17 or 18.
Fucking puss.
Fucked twice. And he's just like, I'm tired of these freaking just like hoes. They're just trying to have sex with me, dude. I'm trying to find a real woman.
And these hoes that I'm actively trying to have sex with are trying to have sex with me. They're fucking hoes.
And they're starting to piss me off. And that's like the one thing I look for is for them to be cute and did not piss me off.
And that's actually how me and Erica got together is because she was cute and she honestly didn't piss me off. And I was like,
that's good.
Love at first sight.
Nice.
Aww.
Sure.
I was going to write this in our vows, but then I like got a little worried about it. But yeah, just like.
Yeah, your vows should have just been. You're cute.
You're fucking cute, and
you don't piss me off, dude.
Well,
and
I do.
And you showed me your vows before too, and it did say I would hate to be on dating apps, and in parentheses, I don't know, bro, never been there. I wish I was as cool as this guy. I think.
No, you don't.
I don't wish about it.
No, that's all right.
Erica, do you think I could be as cool as this guy?
I think that no one could ever be as cool as this guy.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's a level of cool that is humanly attainable, even close enough to get to this guy's level of cool.
should we strive for it though? Should we be bettering ourselves like the last guy to get always to this guy?
Always be bettering yourself, yes.
Yeah. But only for 7 days.
So I should find, like, hypothetically, if you, like, mysteriously died in a car accident or, like,
mysteriously
somehow went missing and, like, no one could find your body or whatever. And, like, should I be looking for, like, another girl that's just, like, a freaking cutie and doesn't piss me off? Or
I mean, you could, but, like, I will definitely pull a Chrissy Teigen and always have a note in my pocket that says Christian did it. So that when they find my body, they'll know that you're the one that murdered me.
Fuck. Oh, guys.
Good save.
Guys. Fucking jackpot. This dude's
He's a
post,
listener?
This dude's post history. Oh. There's a subreddit. There's a subreddit called r/amiugly where people put pictures up of themselves and they ask if they're ugly. This guy posted on that.
Got a hard Let's yes and he's still Mitch? Just like, I'm fucking so
the
now,
cool guy, the really cool.
I'm a little yes, the guy who just said he got tired of fucking pussy and wants to just settle down and find someone who doesn't piss him off.
That's also roughly a freshman in college.
He is 17 male in these images.
I knew it. All right, I don't see the picture, but just is he hot? Prepare me. Can I be prepared? Fuck, dude. Oh, damn. He looks like a snack, though.
We definitely can't share these online because it's a minor, but...
that dude was fucking? I mean, I guess... I mean, if I was able to, I he could, too.
All right, guys. There's a link that says not safe for work body pictures.
No.
He's 17. We can't look at it.
He's 5'9", 155 pounds, he tells himself.
Which means he's actually, like, 5'7".
Yes, Erica, you do know how dating apps work.
Only because you explained it to me.
Whenever I would be looking at profiles, I'd say, okay, so this girl says she's 5'10", which means she's actually 5'11".
And yeah, the whole thing about men lying about their heads, like...
I put 5'10", which means you know I'm not 5'11", but I could be 5'9".
I'm somewhere between 5'8 and 5'9", yeah. So I'm going to put 5'10".
Right.
If I put 5'11", they'll know I'm nowhere near
right.
6 foot.
No dude ever puts 5'11". You either put...
you gotta round it up.
You either put 6 foot or 5'10", but if you put 5'10", people are gonna think that you're 5'8".
Yeah.
If someone puts 5'7", that's when they're telling the truth, because no one wants to be 5'7".
Yeah, that's when you just have the confidence and you just embrace it. It's like, yeah, I'm short. Yeah, I can't reach the top of the fridge. What about it?
You get a step stool and you're there. It's easy.
Other great posts in this guy's history. We got I'm the most agreeable person I know, and it's not as good as it sounds. Really self-obsessed guy over here. There's a subreddit called Mimi Superpowers, and he said you can turn about 50% of the food in your mouth into beans. This process cannot be reversed.
I'd be down with it.
What?
I'd only eat Taco Bell from that point on, and then yeah, it'd just be fine.
That's good.
I think I missed a key ingredient into what just happened.
Yeah, it was a superpower. It was a superpower he had
to turn things into beans.
Yeah, it's just like shitty.
That's a fucking shitty ass superpower.
It's a Mimi superpower.
Mimi?
Yeah, that's what it was called. Mimi superpower. Like from the Drew Carey show, Mimi.
Oh wow!
No, whoa. Mimi, as in a meme.
Sending me back in time, dude. Oh.
Meme-ish. Meme. Meme.
All I can see
is her eyeshadow.
Blonde hair and blue eyeshadow.
You ever watch the Drew Carey show?
She's too young for you, bro. If she doesn't remember the Drew Carey show.
Bro, if she can't remember the Drew Carey show, she's too young for you.
I remember Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Hey, we're all right.
What? Isn't that 70s show?
Shit. I mixed up Ohio and Wisconsin in my head.
You dumb idiot. You complete fool.
At the end of the Drew Carey show intro, they go, Ohio! And I mix it up with, I love Wisconsin! Yeah. All right.
Nice.
It's not I love Wisconsin. It's hello, Wisconsin. Do you even watch the show, Joshua?
No, I don't.
You're going to get, Red's going to put his foot right up your ass.
Cut all of this. This is all cut.
Please don't let me embarrass myself.
Not in front of my girlfriend.
My girlfriend and my mom's going to hear. This is going to be the worst day of my life.
Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back on the second half on what relationships should end up like. You guys have faith in that? I've picked out posts that or good. Healthy, normal, yeah,
definitely
long-lasting relationships. So
everyone should take this to heart.
All of these have been like extremely healthy, no red flags, perfect. Like those are how, like how you should be thinking
relationship
right now. And if you're
not, goals.
Seriously, like if you don't think like that, what cringe. The fuck are you doing? Like
cringe. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Quick break. Bye bye.
See ya.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back from the break. What a good break. We didn't get that on there. You're good. And we're back from the break. What a good break.
You guys ready for my story?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a story in for the circle
jerge? I got a circle jerge for you guys because our lives are kind of insane right now. So we've got two cats.
Oh, I know the story.
I'm excited to hear it.
So we've got two cats and we are currently renovating our kitchen. So, so the cats found a way to go fuck around in our basement, which is also attached to our garage. So they can get into our garage from the basement. It's a weird thing. Whatever. So the cats got into the basement and they caught what we thought was a mouse. All right. The cats, you know, go hunting, they kill mice, whatever, they bring it upstairs, it's annoying. Okay, so I get a text from Christian while I'm at work the other day. He said, the fucking cats got out, and they caught a mouse, and they brought it up here, and it's not dead. It's not dead.
Just running around a bedroom, just like hiding behind whatever it can.
And then the next text he sends me is, it's not a mouse, it's a fucking chipmunk.
Yep.
It's a chipmunk in my house, alive, very much alive, and running around. And I'm laughing because at this point, like, I'm at work and I think it's funny that he has to deal with this. And I'm like, you know what? It's not going to be funny if it's not out of my house by the time I get home.
Yeah, it ran through the crack at the bottom of the door and then got into our living room. And so I was like, I'll be smart about this. I open up our, like, front door and I let the animals out to chase it out, hoping they would chase them out the front door. And they chased them down our fucking air conditioner vent. And so it just, you know, lived in there for about 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Until today, when Christian goes to the gym and I'm home alone with just the animals, and they start, like, all congregating together, which is kind of weird. They don't normally do that. And they're all, like, looking underneath the couch. I'm like, why the fuck are all these dummies looking under the couch? And then I heard it squeaking. It crawled out of the vents. And now it's under the couch, and I'm home alone. And I don't know what to do about it. So I get all the animals out of the room, except for the chipmunk, obviously. And
oh, you did it.
Yeah, I got them all out.
Easy.
End of story.
Yeah.
End of story.
So I get them all out, and as soon as I do that, I'm just standing in the doorway, and this fucker crawls out from the table, from underneath the couch, and he's like, oh, cool, there's no animals in here. And he starts walking towards me.
He just wanted a hug, dude.
Should have kept
like,
him.
Oh,
man.
Thank you so much for getting those animals out of here. The front door is open, mind you. He's walking past the front door towards me.
Aww.
He's trying to intimidate you, dude. This is my house now.
And I'm like, oh.
Squatter's rights.
Excuse me, buddy. You gotta, like, get out of here.
Fuck off, Alvin.
Then he sees me. He sees me, and he starts taking off towards, like, the opposite direction of the door. I'm like, what are you doing?
Fucking idiot.
And then he crawls in Max's food bowl, and he's just trying to get some water and snack on some crumbs from Max's food. Now I feel really bad because this dude's been at my vent for 5 days. He's starving, and I'm feeling really guilty about it. So I start throwing oyster crackers at him.
Is that an oyster? He's a chipmunk.
I know.
Yeah, like...
What are you doing? You're going to ruin his figure.
Yeah. Oh, my God. His figure.
So my idea, like, he's... He's now hiding between, like, our liquor cabinet and our desk. All right. I'm going to give him a little bowl of water, and I'll start, like, leading a little trail of oyster crackers to the door, and he'll just eat those and fucking fuck off. And then Christian comes home, and we get the broom out, and he's like, I'm just going to scare him out of this little crevice, and then he'll just run out the front door. No, he did not. He fucking walked past the front door again.
He literally ran, yeah, alongside the open door. All he had to do was look to the right, and he would have been out. Said, nope, fuck that. I'm going back in the vents.
What you guys don't understand is this chipmunk was a NASCAR driver. He don't take right turns.
Boo.
Oh, my God.
Well, he Boo. Fucking went out like Dale, all right?
Oh, no.
He's not dead.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, oh, he's Junior. Not dead.
Wait, there's a Dale Sr.?
Yeah.
Yeah, he died in a fiery car accident.
Yeah, Dale dead. Dale Earnhardt Jr. not dead. Actually, he might be dead, but like...
No, he's not dead.
You're not dead?
No.
I'm fucking with you guys. I knew Dale was dead.
I don't believe you. Anyway, yeah, so this fucking chipmunk is terrorizing me all day long. He eventually got chased from the living room to the bedroom. Max picked it up in her mouth and then set it down.
Got scared and dropped it.
She got nervous and she was like, oh, what do I do now? I'll just let it go. And it fucking ran into my bedroom.
Poor form. Scared it out of our bedroom. Scared it into the guest bedroom.
Where the cats are.
Are standing at the door. Runs past both the cats. It runs through their fucking legs. We open the door and the one cat's just like, hey, I think you forgot me in here, guys. And, like, doesn't give a fuck that there's now a chipmunk running around again.
And this guest bedroom has all of the things from our old kitchen in it. All of our dishes, all of our pots and pans, fucking everything is in this guest bedroom. It's a mess. And there's so many tiny places for this chipmunk to fucking hide, and we can't find it. So I'm losing my mind.
So oh, it's still in.
So I think so.
Dot, 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 to be continued.
Oh, pretty God. Sure. We left the door open for a while, the front door, and I've seen it crawl out. I know that it snacked on some more oyster crackers, but I don't know if it actually left the house, so...
Well, it's a lot better than the alternative of it dying in your AC vents.
But it's not, though.
Yeah, that would smell
no, it
like
is.
I feel like it's not, though, because we have to clean our vent system before we turn it on anyway, because there's plaster dust in there.
Yeah.
So, like, we're getting them professionally cleaned anyway. We would find the dead chipmunk, whereas now... It's just somewhere in my house.
We would have to smell the chipmunk until we get our vents cleaned, and that's not going to be till like fucking December, so I'm fine with it just fucking having... We have a fourth pet now. We'll keep feeding him crackers. Max obviously likes him. Doesn't want to kill it.
I'm stressed.
The cats will get used to it, so...
The cats clearly won't kill it. They haven't yet. Why? The fucking animals are good for nothing. I'm stressed out.
Well,
you should name it.
Let's de-stress and let's tell a story about a guy going on a date.
Good transition, Josh.
That's not stressful. That's not.
So the first three stories tell you how to regain confidence after getting out of a relationship, figuring out like, oh, now I can be on a date. Let's take a gander back over to dating advice and see how the date's going. Title: I went on a date with a girl, and when we went to a restaurant, she ate and left me.
Good for you, honey.
Get that food, baby.
Get that bread, get that head, then leave.
At the restaurant?
Under the table?
Oh. Big risky.
The waiter's not the only one getting a tip tonight.
Oh my fucking God.
So Josh can make bad puns, but I can't. All right.
This is
no, that was a
fucking
good,
disgusting. Good.
Thank you.
I'm really embarrassed by what happened because of how stupid I was. I've been using Tinder for a year now, and it hasn't been great. I also have a Bumble profile, but I was told it was only for tall guys, so I stopped using it.
Bumble, and that for tall guys.
Yeah, there's two rules of Bumble. The girl has to message first, and you have to be over 5'8". To my surprise, though, I actually had a woman message me on Bumble. We talked
a
for...
A woman?
A woman?
We talked for 2 days before she told me her height and asked mine. She was taller at 5'9". I told her my height, which is 5'4", and she stopped responding for a little while.
Naturally.
Yeah, that's a proper response.
Yes.
That's short really boys weird, are good. Yes.
We need to weed out the population.
I like short boys. Tom York's 5'5".
See, I get to pretend like I'm not short and make fun of people shorter than me. It makes me feel big as a man.
You're not short compared to me.
Exactly.
There's a reason why.
That's the reason why I wasn't. We didn't meet on Bumble.
But,
I thought she had just stopped talking to me, which I'm used to. happening once I reveal my height. After a day, she replied and said she was fine with it, and she wanted to know if I wanted to go on a date and try this sushi restaurant she's wanted to go to.
Oh my god.
I met up with her, and things were going great. She seemed like she was having a good time. When she finished, it was time to pay. She said she was embarrassed, but she didn't bring any money.
This is a pro gamer move.
I said it was okay and that I would pay. She went to use the bathroom and never came back. I feel dumb because I thought this was finally it for me and that I met someone who didn't care about my height. But after this, I don't think I'll ever meet someone like that. Just wanted to share what happened.
What happened was she's poor and needed food. And that was a free meal.
I think you're giving her too much credit.
Yeah, I think that's... I can see that being a possibility.
I know girls that do that.
Yeah.
They strictly go on like Tinder dates with people they don't like because they can't afford food and they need a free meal.
It's still rude as hell. And also, if you're stealing,
rude.
From someone and like you are poor, maybe don't make it a sushi restaurant.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Is like I feel like it's weird to be like, well, this is the place I want to go.
Yeah.
And you know that it's expensive food.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe sushi can be cheap.
That
but...
serves him right for being short.
It's... yeah.
So it's what he deserves.
He's short, but his wallet tall.
Oh, my
Everybody's
God.
Everybody's the same height laying down, and my wallet only gets bigger.
Oh, my God. That hurt. That hurt me.
The story?
No, just that comment, because it was stupid.
No, the story.
You're like one strike away from just this whole thing ending tonight.
I'll be back to square one, trying to meet women on somewhere other than a dating profile. Well, where's the next natural progression? You go on a few dates, you get in a relationship, say you're dating for a year, and you think you really like someone. But then something happens and you realize maybe didn't quite go as you thought.
You find out they've got a secret room in their house.
Ooh.
Callback.
Or they have multiple dessert bowls. Titled, r/relationship advice. I, 31 male, am in a submissive relationship with my girlfriend, 28 female, and I just realized she doesn't actually love me.
Ouchie. Ouch.
My girlfriend of 1.5 years and I follow an FLR, which means a female-led relationship.
Aren't they all?
Wait, they are though, right?
Yes, honey.
You wear the pants, but she picks the color. It's basically a lifestyle fetish thing. Without being too specific, I basically have dedicated my life to making her happy in a seemingly selfless way. It's not really selfless, I guess, because I enjoy it myself, but that's all I get from it. She controls all of the finances. We only do stuff if she wants to do it. We never do what I want. Sex is only for her. I do all of the chores, etc.
And that's what he wants?
That sucks, really.
The whole relationship...
I'm trying to go out with this man.
I always say, a relationship should be 50-50. I make it a pasta, you make it a sauce. Yeah. The whole relationship is basically about double standards that benefit her and that don't benefit me, to put it simply. But that's just how our relationship is. I've struggled with it at times, but I enjoy it overall. This is the girl who stood up the other guy on the sushi date. This is just her trying to finesse an entire relationship. And Erica's just like, she was poor. She needed a boyfriend for 1.5 years. I have a sciatica issue with my back. It's normally not a big deal, but over the weekend, I seriously screwed it up. It was totally agonizing, and I had to go to the hospital. My girlfriend was completely unsupportive and didn't care about me at all. She told me to power through the pain, but I was like rolling around in pain almost. It was clearly impossible. I called her by her first name by accident, and she yelled at me for being disrespectful.
By accident.
You can't call her by her first name. That's wild.
I'm assuming part of the fetish is... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the Dom
Hello,
thing.
Hello, Miss... Mrs...
This does seem...
Someone.
This seems wild that, like, to live your whole life in this fetish mode. Like, can't you just take a break for a day?
Or, you know, when they're having a medical emergency.
Yeah. How dare you not call me by Mrs. Woman?
You hurt your back without my permission.
Yeah, and I'm here to tell you to fuck off.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, ma'am.
She says, fuck your back. baby.
I had to drive myself to the hospital because she wouldn't let me use the phone.
Oh my.
She was just completely annoyed about the whole thing. I think she told me that she hopes I catch the virus, but I wasn't sure.
Oh my God.
I was
this
out of it.
This isn't a dom sub situation. This is abuse.
Yeah.
Do you think he was like kind of turned on though?
Yeah. He was taking a muscle relaxer, but not all muscles were relaxed.
If his sciatica, his sciatica wasn't acting up so hard, he would be fucking hard.
Or she would be fucking him.
She would. She was completely annoyed about the whole thing. I was out of it as I was leaving the house. They gave me some muscle relaxers in the hospital. I'm doing much better now, but I'm trying not to exert myself too much until the disc completely goes back into place. Also, while she does sometimes treat me badly as part of the role, she didn't seem to be doing that here. I mean, she knew it was serious, and I think she just revealed exactly how she felt. I always thought that even though we had this relationship, that she did actually care about me, but because of the way our relationship was, it didn't come out much. She loved me in her own way, I thought. But these last days, I realized that she doesn't actually... I realized that she actually just views me as a literal servant. She doesn't care about me as a person, only as a submissive partner. Even calling it a partnership doesn't make any sense. Maybe this is the wrong place to post this, but I've always wanted to get a vanilla perspective with people that have normal, healthy relationships. Am I overthinking this? Do you think I might be able to make the relationship work long term?
No.
And if you have dabbled in DS stuff, I'd be curious to hear if any of you have had similar experiences. Thanks.
No, she's like, no, thanks. No, I totally love you. I totally love you. Just go wash the dishes real quick. The floors haven't been mopped since you went to the hospital, and it's kind of grossing me out, so... Can you go do that?
When you were convulsing on the ground after having that seizure, you kind of threw up, and like it's been sitting there for 3 weeks. So
it's gross. And
you should lick that up.
Yeah, it's not my vomit, so I'm not cleaning it up.
And even if it was my vomit, you should
I'm
still
not
clean
cleaning it.
Up. That's gross.
No, I totally love you, psych. That's what she said to him.
She's the
With
originator
your actions.
Of the. Oh my god, she started psych.
That's actually, yeah, the sub dom community started the whole psych thing.
Oh my god.
That was like tier one sub dom as you're getting into it is just like saying like and
yeah,
like
I totally
an,
love
admitting
you.
Feelings.
Psych!
Not. Take it back. JK, lol. So, even if you find a good girl on a dating app, maybe you'll be in a loveless relationship a year and a half in.
Yeah, and you'll hurt your back, and, you know, she'll be a bitch about it, I guess.
Doesn't it just seem like so much work to have that kind of relationship to where it's like...
Yes.
There's a constant role play, in parentheses, just going on all the time. Like
how the fuck can you do that?
That just seems exhausting.
Yeah.
Yeah, not, like, show any real emotion or...
any kind of depth, like, to their person, like,
you're,
this
like,
seems pretty rad. Yeah, I take it back. This seems pretty cool. I could definitely see someone doing it for, like, 10 years or so.
Daggers being shot
America,
across the room.
I feel like somebody could do that.
Across the couch, daggers being thrown.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Well, I've said I love you so many times to her, and she goes, mm-hmm. And I know what she means. Like, she definitely means that she loves me back, but sometimes...
Not everybody has the same love language, okay?
It's, you say, I love you, but then she goes, I love you what? And you're like, I love you, Mrs. Ricky.
That's my Twitter name, Mrs. Ricky.
Give her a follow, folks. So, we talked off mic for a second about this. Where do all relationships naturally end? Well, I'll say it on three. Or where would you, I'm sorry, where would you hope a relationship naturally ends? We'll say it on three. One, two, three.
Death.
No longer being sexually attracted to your partner.
Death.
So.
I also said death. What did you say?
Ice cream parlor.
I said no longer being sexually attracted to your
partner.
Does
that mean you're going
to
ask me for a divorce in an ice cream parlor?
Death. I just think like if your relationship's going to end, you'd probably want to have ice cream at the ready if it's going to end anyways, you know?
So would you, like, live in an ice cream parlor? Be like...
No, I just, like, when she inevitably has, like, her breaking point and, like, is like, we're done! I've had enough! I'm hoping I'm like waiting in line to get my hot fudge sundae. I'm just like, what did you say? You, no peanuts? And then she walks
no
off.
No peanuts?
That's the actual final straw is he makes the deaf joke, what? One too many times.
She just snaps.
And I snap.
And then it all ends.
And then
it
I
wasn't
murder
a joke
him.
That time.
That's guys, how it ends in death.
We should write a rom-com.
Sounds good.
Wait, do you? If there's any producers out there listening,
if there any of our listeners are big Hollywood movie producers,
if you're in Hollywood, give us a call.
And our number is
JUD
GIES. So yeah, you hope a relationship ends by saying, "I love my girlfriend, but I'm not sexually attracted to by her anymore."
Ooh.
Frowny face.
Oh no,
frowny.
Of course, this being posted in the subreddit r/love. Hello, I am 33. I'm in a relationship with my girlfriend since 1 year. She's 47. I love her.
Quite the age difference.
Really? But since a few weeks, I'm not sexually attracted by her anymore. When I'm alone, I'm not thinking about doing sex with her.
How does it just how does it just end? How do you know that exactly you're just
doing
like,
sex?
I'm not in this no more.
Yeah, about 62 hours ago, I was like, not attracted. When I'm alone, I'm not thinking about doing sex with her. When I sleep with her, I want to be near her, doing hug with her, but...
Doing hug with her.
No sexual attraction. Just want to hug and sleep.
Please, BB, let me do hug.
Boner not activated.
We are doing sex, but I do it for her, not for me. Heard that before. And I have difficulties to be excited or to ejaculate. I know I will be totally different if I had another girlfriend in my bed. But I'm really love of her. How is it possible? Due to age difference? Due to some couple argument? Is there a way to fix it? Maybe hypnosis? Thanks a lot.
Hypnosis?
Oh, jeez.
What a great solution.
It was so...
They've only been going out for a year. They're just like...
I'm not sexually attracted to my girlfriend anymore. This is normal. Maybe I can hypnotize myself to be sexually attracted to her so I can be boner.
As a normal person would do.
And then while I be boner, we boner.
Well, I got hypnotized and I quit smoking last year, so it will probably help me bone my girlfriend if I just get hypnotized. Also, I love that he's just like, but no, if I get a new girlfriend, it'll be different. There's definitely
nothing wrong with me.
This relationship is perfect, except I don't want to have sex with her, but new girlfriend would be perfecter, though.
Yeah, new girlfriend. I like new girlfriend.
Someone commented, yep, time to switch, bud. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is about getting more of a motherly love from her than as a girlfriend. And someone responds, username Alpha Male, all caps.
Oh my!
I guess this is what it is.
It is true. The reason he doesn't want to break up with her is like she tucked me in so good. She kissed my forehead.
I want hug with her.
Well, guys, I've got bad news.
Oh.
That was posted a month ago, and he posted 18 hours ago.
Don't tell me. No.
Girlfriend fatigue. Any ideas? So he still hasn't solved his issues.
Girlfriend fatigue.
What does that
I have
mean?
Girlfriend fatigue. Any ideas? Break up, you fucking idiot. You stupid fucking idiot.
You just have to get through it, you know?
You'll work this out.
Yeah, like, even if you don't like her or you want to have sex with her, like, it'll be fine. Like, you don't need a new girl.
I just don't like the casualness of saying girlfriend fatigue. Like, I'm tired of it. I'm sick of this bitch. It's just like watching, like looking at the internet too long. My eyes are fatigued.
He also has a post in r/sex titled "Hard to Having Orgasm in a Vagina, but not with my hand."
I love the.
Is he gay?
No, he's not gay. He's just not attracted to this woman.
Yeah, he doesn't like.
Oh wait,
her
sorry. He does say,
vagina.
"I'm deaf, not gay, or something else." I really love women. I'm excited by women, but it's like I had some difficulties to be able to feel pleasure in a vagina and to be able to ejaculate.
I just don't like any vagina, but I do like butthole, but not gay. But like mommy girlfriend, but not sex with her though.
Don't this dude, not sex with
this
her.
This dude though. Doesn't write good.
No, he does not.
Doesn't write well.
Huh?
It's leaking.
You've read too many of his posts.
I think it's pretty clear that he's not an English first language speaker, but
yeah. I would never bring that up. I'm just going to judge him anyways.
Yeah, this is called the judges.
I do love that he is just like, any solution, just, I would really appreciate this.
Someone in the back, break up. Like, didn't hear that. Any solution, please.
I'm really thinking of getting hypnotized. Do you guys have any, like, contacts I could maybe reach out to? Just, I don't know. There's any solution. I mean, maybe hypnotizing is a step too far.
Couples therapy. No.
Have you guys thought about, like, can I maybe get, like, her body replaced with Android hot girl body?
Hot girl.
What was that? Hormone therapy?
Can women be cucks?
Can you replace her personality, face, and Virginia with new one? And then I will, like, her be able to ejaculate her with her.
And not just in my hand.
And not just with hand.
In vagina.
In with hand and in vagina?
Here's the pro gamer move. She's 47. She doesn't know technology. Get a dating app. Go get dinners from girls. Say, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. Leave them. You got a free dinner.
Free dinner. That's pleasure. Dinner, eat is pleasure.
And then, like, later that night when you're, like, inevitably having sex with the girlfriend that you don't like, you just imagine, like, oh, I could have just been having dinner with this girl if I just stayed a little longer. And then you wait it out. She's 47. She's gonna die in anywhere between 1 to 70
years.
39 years.
1, 2, 39.
So you just wait it out. You wait out. She's going to croak. You're probably going to get her inheritance. Is that what it's called when it's
a widow?
You get money.
Well, like, you only get inheritance as a child? Or, like, can you get inheritance?
You'll be a beneficiary to the will.
There we go. That's the word I'm thinking of.
Add it to the will.
So he just needs to keep, like,
long game, baby.
Long game this. Get hypnotized.
Definitely can't break up with his girlfriend.
No.
Get hypnotized.
That's not an option.
Don't go to one of those comedian hypnotists. They're just going to turn you into a chicken, buddy. Get a real certified hypnotist.
He goes to a college campus viewing of a $15 ticket show of a comedian.
He just made me act like a chicken for 30 minutes.
Hello,
I still can't get off to my girlfriend.
On stage into a hot mic. Hi, can you help me get off to my girlfriend?
Whoa, you got it, bud.
Let me yank on your arm and you're asleep. And get a load of this guy.
Let's turn him into a chicken.
Sounds like he's already a pussy.
What if being a chicken is more pleasurable than sex with vagina?
That would be the saddest existence in the world. He gets
being
addicted.
A chicken?
He gets addicted to being hypnotized to be a chicken because he wants to escape his loveless relation, or not loveless, but sexual attractionless relationship.
Well, here's the thing, Josh. I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think you're actually listening to her statement. Being a chicken. Actual
like
chicken is better than trying to fall in love with this lady.
No, he's in love with her. He loves her. He's
being
just not
a
attractive.
Literal chicken is better than trying to sleep with this lady.
This guy has the relationship with his girlfriend that the guy from the last episode should have had with his mother.
Yes.
they just mixed up. Sometimes God puts stuffs in the wrong boxes when they're making little humans.
A little too much of this and that one. Not enough in this one.
God makes mistakes, she's a woman. I don't mean that. Hang on.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean... Oh.
She's human is what I meant to say is like that. Anyway, so let's end this episode.
Uh-oh.
Aurora, thanks for coming on.
Welcome.
Friend of the pod.
That's me.
Girlfriend of the pod.
Girlfriend of the pod.
Of everybody.
Yep.
Sorry, dude. That's what you signed up for.
You're Mrs. Judgy now.
You're my husband's boyfriend's girlfriend.
Yep.
So...
3 degrees of separation to Richard over there.
That's me. Hello.
If you enjoyed our podcast, please drop a like, drop a review.
Share with your friends.
Share it with all of your friends. Aurora's done that.
Indeed, and she likes it.
She got us
international
status.
International.
We're more than just Australia, baby. We're Canada.
Got him.
Some random listen from the UK, baby.
Shouts out. Thank you. From the UK.
Can I say her name?
Yeah, you want to give your Anna a shout out?
Love you, Jennifer. Aunt Jennifer. You got him.
All right, we're cutting that. Christian, no. Where can they find us on social media?
Honestly, like, you could find us on social media, Twitter,
no shit.
Instagram. Both of those are at Judgies Pod. That's JUDGIES Pod. So, like, go freaking give us a follow, bro.
If you're a bro, listen to him, because he's a bro, and it's easy.
You could also email us if you've got, you know, something on your mind. You got something you want us to judge you on. You got a hurt turk. You got some opinions that we can judge.
Turkeys. Do you know how to get rid of a chipmunk out of a house?
Yeah, I need some advice on that. Please, please help us.
You want a chipmunk as a pet?
His name's
Gus.
Oh, that's so cute. yeah, so you could email us. Our email address is JUDGIESPOD. That is judgiespod@gmail.com.
And we'll leave you on this little fun little tidbit of advice. Pod in podcast. Know what that stands for? Play on demand. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.